This is John Batchelor, conversation with Charles Burton of the McDonnell Laurie Institute over revelations in these last days that suggest there was a link between a Chinese-born Canadian citizen, an esteemed virologist, Dr. Shou Xiangguo, working in a Winnipeg laboratory, a restricted laboratory, on virology matters, was in constant communication with Wuhan, and had deceived the Canadian authorities upon her processing to run this lab with her husband, and had deceived the Canadian authorities to the extent that there were Chinese nationals working in the lab, including one PLA senior officer, a general. All of this points to one explanation for why in 2019, before the virus was identified, Dr. Shou was escorted from the lab along with her husband one day by the Royal Canadian authorities. Since then, there's been no explanation from the government that's adequate until now. 600 pages of explanation have been released by someone, made available to the Globe and Mail and other distinguished publications, the National Post. They're redacted, but in there is the explanation possibly linking Dr. Shou to the Wuhan lab, to the so-called bat lady, Dr. Li of Wuhan's virology lab, and suggestion that they were working on a virus to be cooked in a lab that had elements of what we know to be COVID-19. The Parliament in Canada continues an investigation. Here, Charles Burton explains, after the last election in 2021, what it was that was being pursued by Parliament and what we now know about that pursuit with these 600 pages, but there's much more information to come. There are many questions to be answered. This is Charles explaining what we know now about the detention and expulsion of Dr. Shou and her husband in 2019. I mentioned that Dr. Shou's whereabouts are unknown, and there's no explanation for why they're unknown. Charles Burton, much, much more of this later today and or in the next weeks.
And most recently, 600 pages of somewhat redacted documents have been released to the public indicating that Dr. Chou had a relationship with the Wuhan Institute for Virology, that she was funded by them for travel to China and for research there, that she has a connection with Shi Zhengli, the so-called Batwoman researcher in that institution, to engage in reverse genetics of bat materials in order to create synthetic virus strains, and that she had invited a major general of the People's Liberation Army of China, a researcher, to work inside the lab with her, and another PLA senior person has been there, along with a number of other Chinese nationals working as assistants and so on. Materials, we learn, have been illegally transferred from Winnipeg to Wuhan and other institutions in China without permission of the relevant authorities. And at one time, a Chinese researcher, a People's Republic of Chinese citizen researcher working in the lab, was stopped at the door and found by security to be trying to carry out vials of materials, which were then returned to the lab. So the whole thing suggests a very close connection between Winnipeg and Wuhan and a murky association with the possible origins of COVID-19, if the theory that it came out of this Wuhan Institute for Virology and it's associated with the research on bat materials, the bat filovirus project, is what led to this international tragedy and massive death.
Thank you.